You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to my latest podcast episode, Liam Ryan, the Dealmaker. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you how to get started in property in 2021. So, how to get started in property 2021? I'm now going to give you 7 really important tips so you can start, scale, and grow your property business. Point number one. And this is the most important, and I talk from experience, is make sure that you get the correct training and also mentoring. I've been in property for 19 years now, but for the first 13 years, I made every single mistake in the book. I was living overseas and I did everything wrong. I bought off plan, new builds, glossy brochures, overseas. I got sold to by really hot, gorgeous estate agents on the Costa del Sol, and I lost over 2 million euros. Now, it wasn't that the game was wrong, it was just the player wasn't playing it right. And I had the ignorance to think I could watch Homes Under the Hammer, watch a few YouTube videos, read a couple of books, and I was going to become a property guru. Well, I learned the hard way. And here's the thing. Since I made the decision 6 years ago to become a professional property investor, and because I got the right training and I've got great mentors, I've been able to go from zero to over £28 million worth of property deals. There's a lot of great people out there doing property. You've got to find the person that you feel you have the best connection with. And it's one of the reasons why we created Assets for Life, because we provide the UK's best training and mentoring programs within the property sector. Find the person, the people, great mentors that are doing the very thing that you want to do. Attach yourself to them. Follow their process, follow their procedure, follow their system, and you will go and get great results. Because property is all about following a system. And I'm going to talk you through those key fundamentals right now. So remember, the most important thing is invest in the right training and get yourself a great mentor. Point number two is decide on your strategy. There are many, many, many ways to make money in property, multiple property income streams. However, they might not all be suitable for you. And a lot of people, they say, Liam, what strategy should I focus on? And I say, look, what is the best strategy for you? Are you looking for income replacement strategy? Are you looking more to own assets? Do you want to get more involved with bigger deals like commercial conversions and land developments? And what I see a lot of people do is they try and focus on all the strategies. They start running around like a headless chicken and they don't get a result. So my recommendation is follow what we call the 80-20 principle. 80% of your spare time will be focused in on your primary strategy. 20% of your spare time will be focused in on a secondary strategy. Put your energy and your focus into two strategies. Do everything that you need to do to go and get that first or next deal. And then you build and you grow and you systemize the business. And then over a period of 6, 9, 12, 18, 24 months, you can introduce new property income streams. So I'll give you a bit of an example. Many of the personal graduates that I work with, a lot of them are looking to get out the day job, reduce hours in business. They're not making enough money. Maybe you can relate to me. A lot of people are in bad debt. They are in the grind of society. They're working far too hard for not enough money. And they say, Liam, I'd love you to be my mentor. I want to come on your advanced training and I'm looking for a high income replacement strategy. I want fast results. So an idea could be you're 80% focused in on a high income strategy, something like rent to rent serviced accommodation. Rent to rent is where you control an asset, you don't own an asset. Serviced accommodation is where you rent a unit by the night rather than a long tenancy. You're using Airbnb and booking.com. It's actually one of the UK's fastest property strategies right now. And then your 20% might be, say, on commercial conversions or land developments. So for example, if you have got 10 hours a week that you can focus in on property, 8 of them will be on serviced accommodation, rent to rent, and 2 of them will be on land development or commercial conversions. So that's the 80-20. Deciding on strategy is very important. And what I recommend is once you've decided on your strategy is get really focused and don't get blindsided by other income streams because they're all bloody brilliant. And the market right now is fantastic. There are so many ways to make money. So remember point number 2, decide on strategy. The third key fundamental on how to get started in 2021 is then decide on area. This is absolutely essential. Now, I do work with people that live in the south and they build a property business in the north. And I'm not saying that's bad, that's absolutely fine. But of course, with every upside, there's a downside. Ideally, in an ideal world, you want to pick an area which is no more than 30 to 60 minutes to where you live. I don't know about you, but the reason I initially got back into property with the right training and mentoring was to have a life of freedom, to have more choice, so I could spend more time with my family, my wife, my children, do what I want when I want. My vision wasn't to sit on the M40 or the M25 for hours and hours and hours driving around different property deals. So if you can pick an area within 30 to 60 minutes of where you live, but you've also got to pick an area that's scalable. So you want to make sure there's high demand for rentals. If you're going to do the buy to sell strategy, you want to make sure you are buying property, refurbishing that property and giving the market what it wants. But there is an area within, it's probably on your doorstep, to be honest with you, but certainly within 30 to 60 minutes of where you currently live, there will be a strategy that will work for you that will give you the income that you're looking for to ultimately give you the desired result. So number 3, decide on area. Key fundamental number 4. And some of you watching this, you might now think I am totally and utterly crazy or I'm on bloody drugs. I just want to set the scene. I'm not on drugs. Okay, I'm a little bit crazy, but this is a complete game changer. Number 4, focus on OPM. This stands for other people's money. Did you know that you can build a multi-million pound property portfolio using other people's money? How do I know it's possible? Because I've done it myself and hundreds of the people that I personally work with have also done this. There are private funders up and down the UK right now that are sitting on cash. It's losing money in the bank. They don't know what to do with it. And when we work with OPM, other people's money, it's very, very simple. There's 2 main ways to work with other people's money. First, the investor puts in the money, you do all the work, and you give the investor a fixed rate return for say 1, 2, or 3 years. And typically when I work with my investors, they get 8, 10, sometimes 12% per year. That is more than what they are making in their ISAs. That is more than what they're making sitting, keeping the money in the bank account. So that's option 1. That is my preferred way of raising other people's money. Option two, and I certainly did more of this 5 or 6 years ago, I don't do as much of this now, but the second option is where your investor will put in all the money, you will go and do the work. The investor, they're not interested in 8, 10 or 12%. They want a piece of the action. So you do what's called a joint venture. You do a 50-50 JV and you do a profit share. It's not about being greedy. There's enough money for us all. There's enough deals for us all. So remember, it doesn't matter where you currently are. Even if you're in bad debt, even if you're earning not a lot of money, even if you are thinking, how can I get started? I don't have any deposit pots. You can 100% get started using OPM. When I started this process, I was forced to close down one of my businesses. I lost £392,000 in that company. At the time of starting Assets for Life with my business partner, Jay, I was living on interest-only credit cards. I was up against it. And someone said, you can raise joint venture funding. And initially I thought, bloody hell, these crazy always on drugs. But I promise you now, I am living proof. Hundreds of the people I work with have raised OPM. You can do it too. It's very exciting because not only are you building something for you and your futures and you're benefiting, but your investors are benefiting. And this way you can scale. And when you use OPM, it's infinite return. Number five, here we go. Point number five is build relationships with agents. So two of the biggest key result areas in property investing in 2021 is number one, finding the money. And I've just said you can use none of your own, Noni. And number two, it's finding the deals. You find the deal, you find the money, you find the money, you find the deal. And our best source for property deals over the last 6 years, and we've done over £28 million worth of property deals, is always build relationships with agents. So go and see the agents, introduce yourself to the agents, analyze deals, like become obsessed with Rightmove. Go to all the agents, build the relationship, build the rapport, go on lots of viewings, analyze lots of deals. The more offers you put in, the more offers that are accepted. Agents are gonna become like your new best friend. And when you get a deal through an agent, go and celebrate, go and have lunch, go and have dinners, crack open a bottle of champagne, enjoy the process, because when you get that first or next deal, it is an amazing feeling. And property is no different than deep sea fishing. If you go out in deep sea fishing in a boat and you've got a small net, you're not gonna catch many fish. If you go out with a big net and you leave it out there for a long time, you're gonna catch more fish. Property is about catching fish. How can you generate leads? And agents are a great way to bring property deals to you. And once you build that relationship, once they know you are a serious player, once they know you mean business, and certainly when you've done that first deal, they will come to you time and time again. Because what do agents want? They want commissions. They want to make sure they're dealing with someone that keeps to their word. So that's point number five. Point number six, focus on one deal at a time. A lot of people want to get into the property and they go, I'm going to do 20 deals this year. I want to build a multi-million pound property portfolio. And yes, you can do this. Keep it simple. If you're just getting started, keep the process simple. Follow this process that I'm sharing with you, and it won't be long before you start getting the deals. But just focus on that first or next deal. And once you build your confidence, once you start to build your team, once you understand your area and you've got your build team in place, you've got the agents in place, you've got your brokers in place, then you can start to scale. Because if you try and scale too fast, too quick, you're potentially going to hit a wall. You're going to become overwhelmed. And a lot of the people that I initially work with in property and I help in property and business and wealth creation, most people are doing this initially part-time. They do it 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a week alongside their jobs, alongside their businesses. And what's really important is just to focus on that first or next deal. You get that deal, the rest will follow. And that brings me nicely onto fundamental key point number 7, and that is build a power team. And something which held me back for a long time is that I thought I had to be all things to all people. And you don't. What you need to do is to become a professional property investor, focusing on the two key result areas, finding deals, finding money, and then build a team around you. You're going to have a great solicitor in your power team, a broker in your power team, builders, architects, tax advisors, and you will then manage the people in your team. For me, it's about doing less and earning more, focusing on the things in property that I'm going to enjoy the most. So you can become very leveraged in property. It doesn't have to take up a lot of your time. Yes, you can be more hands-on or you can be more hands-off. These are the 7 key steps to follow when starting a property business in 2021. The market is strong right now. There are lots of opportunity. And hey, how many times have I heard, stay away from property, the bubble's gonna burst? Well, it was Brexit, then it was inflation, then it was COVID, the pandemic. So let me just set the record straight. When the market is going up, there are good deals and bad deals. When the market is going down, there's good deals and bad deals. When there is a recession, a pandemic, whatever, there's good deals and bad deals. So you know what you've got to do? Focus in on the good deals. We have personally done some of our best deals through Brexit, the global pandemic. Because when people are scared, that's the time to be greedy. Hey, well, I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. It means the world to me, you hanging out with me here on the podcast. Please make sure you check out www.assetsforlife.co.uk and listen to my next podcast right now.